Good morning, guys. I'm with the Atlantic White Shark Conservancy. If you guys have any questions about sharks or just want to chat.
Standing at the top of the stairs at Lighthouse Beach in Chatham is Shark Ambassador Nikki Tenaglia. She's wearing a neon yellow t-shirt identifying her as a volunteer with the Atlantic White Shark Conservancy. And she greets vacationers as they shuffle down to the beach.
Why are there so many in the whole Cape Cod?
Oh, that's a great question, Nikki. Why are there so many in all of Cape Cod?
That is a good question. So we've actually always had sharks off of our coastline in Cape Cod, but...
The Shark Ambassador Program is in its third week and is part of a pilot outreach program the Shark Conservancy is running to educate the public around sharks. The program is run by the Conservancy's education director, Marianne Long, who says the sharks are already here in numbers.
It's still early in the season, but this season has definitely kicked off with an active start. The research vessel was out yesterday and they tagged 4 sharks. That's a lot of sharks to tag in one day.
Long says they wanted to start this program to raise awareness, not fear.
Especially this year, there are new signs warning people of shark activity and letting them know that you need to be aware and know your risk when you enter the water. And we have seen that that's usually what people notice when they get there, and then they have questions.
Volunteers stand out with signs that say they're part of the Shark Smart Beach program. Jim Kelly of Worcester is visiting Lighthouse Beach with his family and asked where he needed to be careful.
So, are we safe here?
So we do have an acoustic receiver in this little inlet. It has
Shark Ambassador Tenaglia explains that although there have been sharks that have been tagged off Lighthouse Beach, it's in a protected cove, so it isn't a very active shark spot. Still, Kelly says he's being vigilant.
So we have little kids. We brought them here today. So it's just kind of just wondering how much we should let them out. I'm just telling them to, like, you know, go to their knees only, and that's it.
He says he's been bringing his family to Chatham for years, but everyone has been on high alert since a fatal shark attack last year.
We used to probably bring the kids to this one more often, but we tend to just go to, like, the little pond beach now a little more often. So we've changed our behavior. So yeah, before we would let them kind of go to their, you know, like at chest high out there or something like that, but not anymore.
The Conservancy will have shark ambassadors at Lighthouse Beach from July until August, on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays in the morning. So far this summer, 3 beaches, Head of the Meadow in Truro, Coast Guard Beach in Eastham, and Nauset Beach, have been temporarily closed due to shark sightings. For WCAI, I'm Sarah Mises-Tan.